I talked with Global Salmon Initiative CEO Sophie Ryan about what they were using to feed farmed salmon. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.
What we actually do in terms of feed is we work not only with the farmers, but also the industry feed companies. And rather than just looking at what are the best types of feed, because you know that'll vary between what each farmer is trying to get with his salmon, we're actually looking at the sourcing of feed. So what ingredients go into that feed? One of the biggest challenges in farmed salmon historically has been the use of wild fish in the feed.
What kind of fish? I didn't understand.
Wild fish.
Oh, wild fish.
We use, you know, krill and things like that. And that goes into the salmon feed. That isn't the most sustainable option. Although it's a very healthy option for the fish themselves and for us in humans, we don't really want to be using those wild fish in the feed. So what we've been doing, well, two pathways really. Firstly, trying to work with the feed companies to make the ingredients more efficient so that we can use less of those wild fish, still get them the feed that is needed. But most excitingly, really looking at how we can reduce the use of the wild fish and replace it with other alternatives. So we've been looking at things like using algae oils, which still provide those EPA and DHA, those omega-3s that are healthy for the salmon, healthy for humans, been getting them from other alternatives, looking at things like canola crop or even things like insects.
Reducing the carbon footprint of farmed salmon.
Produced by the Ag Information Network.